welcome to the Unknown Secrets of SEO Podcast, plus internet marketing.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
Charles Lewis, your internet marketing specialist.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of our SEO Podcast. We are the most popular SEO podcast
on iTunes.
There we go. Was that redundant? Did that just sound...
I was just trying to catch you. I thought you was dropping it.
Am I redundant?
And that's because of you. Because of you, and all y'all who may be watching or listening right now.
Do not forget, we are your friendly local neighborhood top position snatchers.
Yes, sir.
Where our mantra is...
Don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche. That's not cool. And that references a podcast long ago. This is podcast number 130. As always... Yeah, we missed a couple weeks there. Sorry about that. We're back on track. This podcast is actually going to be the 2011 SEO year in review. Doesn't that just sounds exciting?
That's a lot. It sounds exciting to people who are interested in it.
Absolutely. that goes without saying. Why do they always say, like, this goes without saying? All right, so our tip from our last podcast, make sure you have a business profile on all mobile check-in platforms. Foursquare, Facebook, G+, Yelp. I couldn't read my own G or plus. That's pretty bad when you can't read your own G or plus. No tier. We got some reviews. Actually, one of them was reposted on Facebook, and I've actually got something else. We'll do that next time. Here's one of them, SEO with their own trends. That's the title.
Trend setting. That's what's up.
Viewer 333675. I guess that's the generic iTunes user generator.
Viewer, that dude.
Love the podcast. Great way to keep up to date with all SEO related topics. Plus, funny as hell with their own trends. Big punch in the face. Mm. Boom. That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's the other thing I printed. In fact, if you want to grab that, I got it on the printer. It's about time. This is Nina Elena Arnold. I've been listening to them for a year, and a review is long overdue. These guys are a staple in my SEO research. I've not found a single podcast that can rival the topics, humor, and solid information. These guys have got it right. Keep the keyword podcast coming, guys. Thanks. And this is Nina Arnold from Whistler, British Columbia. Whistler is a cool place. I had a great time in Whistler. Look at this.
The punch in the face badge.
Look at that.
Wow. Shout out to Darren.
Darren Bowie.
Y'all probably can't see this. I will post this. It's already on Facebook. You see it now? Let me get a little closer. Punch in the face. And that's what's up right there.
I'm wondering why there's a... Why I printed out of eight of them. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, it's called Wasting Trees.
Yeah. All right, so here we go on Facebook from Ibs. Abraham, I have created a sitemap and uploaded it to both my website and Google Webmaster Tools. My question is, when I, for example, add new pages to my website, do I need to update the sitemap each time? And the short answer, and I responded, was yes, you do.
Yes, you should.
That's the purpose of the sitemap, is to give a quick, concise location for Google to find everything that's on your site. So if you add a page, you got to post it. Now, you don't really need to do – there's nothing to update if you just update information on an existing page. You certainly need to update it if you add a page.
Yeah, you're changing your nav or adding, you know, sub-nav or – you know, creating a longer navigation structure, creating brand new pages. Yeah, definitely update both sitemaps. The one on the site, and then definitely resubmit it to Webmaster Tools.
Darren Bowie made the point, and this only applies if you're using WordPress. Darren Bowie says there are WordPress plugins that can do this automatically for you, and we certainly take advantage of that. And then one other thing from Facebook, because we got a lot to cover, Tony Fabar Smith. He says, here's the text of his review. He actually sent us an image of his review that he put on iTunes. I don't remember reading this, but here it goes. Edutainment at its best.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, is that old? Edutainment. Is it informative, entertaining, and a breath of fresh air? I'm a fairly new listener and love the podcast. Anybody who wants only educational content should probably buy a course.
Yeah.
So, do you remember? Okay.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Apparently, long-term memory is the shortest to go.
Long-term memory. It's the shortest to go.
I don't know. Yeah. It was a feeble attempt. Wah, wah. All right, here we go. This is year in review. What we've done for our year in review 2011 SEO podcast is we've printed out, basically, I take every one of our podcasts. We transcribe that podcast. We break that transcription into three sections. I write a title for each of those three sections. You guys, because you listen to our podcast, you know exactly why I do that. Content, title-rich text, all of those things. We are practicing about 90% of what we preach on our own podcast. The rest is laziness and we're actually taking care of clients, not ourselves. So all I've done is literally printed out the title. And you can imagine those titles, I'm focused on keyword-rich titles, titles that could get people to our podcast. The reality is people probably aren't going to read our transcript. I mean, it's odd, awkward to read a transcript. We're in the process of actually now converting that transcript into a newsletter and sending out the newsletter. So that would be something that people might actually read. We don't expect them to read the transcript. So these titles are going to be interesting, and we're going to go right on through these from the first podcast that we did in 2011, which was
How to Build Inbound Links for SEO.
Yep.
How do you build inbound links for SEO? Short version, first off, social. Definitely do some social with links coming to your site. The best example will be is great content. As long as you have great content that people want to view, then people will link to you.
And link bait.
Yeah.
Write link good bait. Articles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think or I've got an idea for building inbound links. I don't know. Have a podcast. I think we get a lot of inbound links. You know, I haven't even looked that up. I'm sure we got a bunch. The next. So this is the same podcast. Next title. Mobile Search Stats SEO. Take it away, Chuck. No, I believe that's when we were talking about, you're now able to look at the search statistics for mobile, and what the reality is that they're going up, so the ratio from, and in fact, this, I thought this was fascinating. This podcast is going to get really long because we just have a lot to say about it was fascinating that the statistics say that mobile devices, their usage is going up, and the majority of the usage of the mobile devices is actually on a static IP, right? So I have a T-Mobile phone. I'm sitting in front of my TV using my Wi-Fi because I don't want to use my T-Mobile phone bandwidth, or my T-Mobile phone bandwidth sucks, whatever. Nothing against T-Mobile. We use Sprint here. So they're actually, you know, sitting in front of the TV, Googling stuff, texting, you know, using the web from the local IP address. So it's not just a mobile thing. You've got to have a mobile site that accommodates to people.
Who are lazy.
Yeah, they don't want to walk over to the computer. They don't want to turn it on. I tell you what, I just got an iPad, and I do things on the iPad that I can't do with a laptop. Like, oh, okay, now I got to fire up my laptop. 5 minutes later, I'm going to do something and leave. Boop, with an iPad or any, even your mobile phone, button on, send text, send email, done. So
I think some of the stats that stood out to me was, I remember looking at numbers where mobile e-commerce was going up. A lot of people were spending more money and finding better ways to do it, you know, from their phone rather than sitting at the computer.
Next is Angie's List and SEO. So Angie's List, as you should may or may not know, is a heavily advertised and a high-quality review site for services, plumbing services, siding services, whatever it may be. They are, because they're so predominant, because they're such a large website, make sure you have a listing. The listings there are free.
Yeah. If you're a service provider, submit to Angie's List, and indirectly, I believe you get some sort of juice back from it.
Yep. Even though it may be a no-follow, we just don't believe that no-follow means no-follow. There we go. Just making my notes so I go the right way. All right. Next, we have from podcast, skip that one because that's a technical one. We also post technical stuff on our podcast, so that really, this one wouldn't apply. Geographic location and SEO.
Yeah, definitely, especially if you're a local business, include your location, wherever you're at. I mean, if you're, you know, for two reasons. One, so people will know. Secondly, so it can be indexed and Google local places can have access to it. I believe that's what we were talking about on this one.
Yeah, well, it's really this year that Google's blending of local position and really taking advantage of the fact that it knows where you're at to incorporate that into search, even if you don't. So, for instance, if I'm in Houston and I type plumber, it knows I'm in Houston. It knows I'm looking for a plumber. So it'll actually show me Houston plumbers. Results. It weighs that. It adds Houston to the weight, even though you didn't search for it. So that's really become big this year, probably half of last year. So this was us talking about that. Key Google local factors and SEO. So we were definitely talking about Google local and that.
Yeah. Local factors, I think, for Google, we're talking about, you know, setting up your Google Places page and how to do that right. And some of the factors that Google is looking for. One, have a local... we weren't giving instructions on how to set up Google Local. It was more some of the factors to get ranked locally. And it's, you know, have a local address. Not a P.O. boxes won't work. A local phone number. You know, if you're in Houston, then you should have 713-281 or even 832 and not necessarily the 1-800.
Right.
And so I think it's that sort of thing are those factors that Google is looking for to rank you locally.
Well, and we also made the comment that the local phone number really is about a lot of people are looking for local service. They don't want they kind of we've had lots of discussions lately at our office about directories, and they kind of don't want to call this 800 number. That's a national directory for ARSS or whatever the plumbing service they want to use, you know, Joe the plumber.
Mm-hmm. Joe the plumber. Web design and SEO.
Frankly, I wonder why I used that. Houston. Link juice. If I'm smart, in that blog post, I've actually got links to our homepage and the...
our web design page and to our SEO page.
Exactly. And the anchor text would be Web Design Houston and SEO Houston. I'm pretty sure I went in and do that. That's one of the reasons it takes me a long time to post a podcast is I'm trying to get all of those little details.
Frankly, we say this time and time again, you really want your web design company to be your SEO company.
Yeah.
Because that way they can work seamlessly. And if, you know, you're creating landing pages and you're doing other things of that nature, you need the company who's handling your marketing to have that flexibility to make changes on the site at will without necessarily dealing with a third party or someone who just may not be up on the latest technology that you need.
We find that when we're working on somebody else's website, there's just a kind of an inherent slowness. And that's sometimes even when clients give it to us. So we really do like to start from scratch. We will work with somebody else. It just seems to be a little bit slower process because we're a little leery about, you know, as we should be, about changing the design of the website. Now, I would make this point. How nice is it to pick up the phone and make one phone call to your internet marketing company, not one to your web and not to your internet marketing company, but one call that says, hey, you made me a website, you're sending it traffic, I mean, I see your reports, you're proving it, now get me business, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're responsible for, because we take care of your website, because we take care of your internet marketing, yes, we can get lots of traffic there, and then we also know what to do to make sure that that traffic closes. If you want a little confidence that we do know what we're doing, go to our website, submit a website analysis form, and also check out our Unknown Secrets of SEVO Website Analysis podcast, which is a video podcast of us analyzing other websites.
You talked about that phone call. How great would it be to get a phone call that says, we want to make this change to bring you more business, and therefore we're going to change this in your marketing and make these changes on your site?
Even though you've been performing well and better than when we started, we want to improve it because we know we can.
Google Local Places Optimization. Great title. This is where we talked about, you know, how to optimize your local places page. Standard stuff. 5 videos, 10 photos. Fill out all the categories. Payment types. Address. Make sure your
hours.
Hours of operation. But all of that's relatively easy. The hardest part to optimize your Google Local Places page is reviews.
Yep.
You got to get reviews. The more reviews you have, you need reviews to crack that A-G listing.
The other thing to remember is in within the last 12 months that Google has blended their Google Local Places and their organic.
Yeah.
So it makes sense because there's only so much you can do with a Google Places page. So how do you rank one over the other? Well, the website that Google Local Places page links to now weighs your Google Local Places positions. So that's all, that's just makes perfect sense. Best practices Google Local Places. We really just covered those. Make sure
The information is accurate. Make sure it's up to date. Make sure that it's not false information. Right. Eventually, yeah. You will, you know, get caught. And frankly, if you have multiple locations, we have a client who does this. Then use one account and tag all of your locations there, rather than, you know, creating
different
a whole bunch
Google
of,
accounts. For, yeah. And that was going to say best practices: don't put multiple businesses at one address. You can with a suite number. But just be careful about that. Percentage of users on Facebook.
I have no clue right now.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Larger.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm almost said everybody.
Yeah, there is that one lady. I could make a bad comment. Google Places and SEVO.
Search visitorization.
So if you listen to our podcast, if you check out our other podcast, you know that
TM with the circle around it.
Search engine visitor search engine visitor optimization is a phrase point. What do you do with visitors after they actually get to your website? And this is really talking about a blend of even in Google Local Places. Make sure that you've got calls to action.
Yes.
Make sure that you've got
offers.
Unique selling propositions. Those kinds of things. Google Local and other listings, Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing.
I think we talked about, remember when Yelp made a big fuss that Google Local reviews were, they felt like they were scraping their reviews.
Right.
And so they ended up losing that battle.
Well, Google said, yeah, we'll remove your reviews from our Local Places listings, and we'll remove your entire site from our index.
Yeah.
Is that cool? So much power yielded so awkwardly. Google Local Listings trust factor.
Yeah, well, they're looking for trust. We're talking about local listings, right? So if you're searching for a Houston plumber and you get several things of plumbers, which one Google is going to rank, which one has the most links, the most reviews, which that seems to have the most trust by ranking. If you're, you know, you have incoming links and these links have nothing to do with plumbing or, you know, anything of that nature, then they may not trust you as much. And so you may not get the ranking that you want.
So I think we need a Google Local Places page on our website.
Definitely.
Right? And we don't have it. This is just kind of a comment how we think about our processes. Because I'm looking at six podcasts
about places.
Titles are Google Local Places, and really those transcripts should have links in them going to a main page that is Google Local Places, and we don't have that yet, so that's on our list now.
Well, that, and frankly, there are people out there who need help with local places.
Exactly.
So we create that page, post these links, and the corresponding videos for that matter.
Yeah.
That's from podcast with 94.
Yep.
Then, you know, we can provide some assistance to some people.
Well, and one of the things that I totally lost that train of thought, so we're going to go on to the next podcast, 95th. You know, I admit it, you just go on. There's just days when that happens. Google Local Places off-page criteria. So this is where we talk about the fact that your actual page linked to from your... That bad. The page actually linked that you link to from your Google's listing is very important. You know, recently...
Page that you link to from your places listing. And
you know, recently made a change to their PPC algorithm, mm-hmm. giving more importance to better designed and implemented web pages. So if you're landing from your pay-per-click ad, it doesn't have good SEO on it, then they're gonna charge you more. Actually,
yeah, your quality score will go down.
So the same thing is true for Google Local Pages off page. And then we talked about compliance. We were just talking about this. We had challenges with. Frankly, especially if you're doing well with your Google Local Places, we tend to just not want to touch them. If they fall off, we'll fix them, bring them back. I think they're still really doing some tweaking on that algorithm. We had one client, we were trying to work with the doctors at the clinic and the clinic and put them all together, and it totally backfired on us. We weren't doing anything that wasn't out there already in Google Local Places, but Google didn't like it when we did it. It was okay when their automatic engine did it. So be careful with your Google Local Places listing. The last thing you want to do is have it kicked off permanently.
Yeah, compliance. Basically, you know, I mean, small stuff. Like when you sign up for a minute to the right address. you know, the address that they mail the postcard to or that phone that they call. They both need to either be the address for the business or the phone number to the business. Don't, you know, as an agency, we can't have your card sent to us. Doesn't work that way. We need to send it to you and you give us a code, we can approve it and then finalize your listing.
Or even faster, you can approve that phone call.
Just get the phone call. Testimonials and Google Local Place listing. Kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Testimonials, reviews. You know, one of the ways I thought of to get better reviews, I'm going to start on the thank you pages for our clients who have leads, who have forms. Yep. I'm going to put a link to the places page. And after they fill out a form, fill out a review. Then I told one of our clients, when they send a follow-up email after they've provided service, include a link to the places page. Yep. And ask for the review.
Yep.
Because, again, it takes those testimonials, it takes those reviews to move your Google Places page up.
Mobile SEO strategy. So, again, this goes back to what we've talked about. More and more people are doing mobile searches. Really, mobile SEO is more relevant to an on-the-streets retail company.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it. It doesn't mean we aren't doing it. It just means that, you know, it's more value there. So make sure, you know, if you're a bar, you better have a mobile strategy. If you're a restaurant, you better have a mobile strategy.
Yeah, and be listed and submit because, you know, I didn't realize how often me and Kim do this, but we do it frequently. We get hungry, leaving church, he immediately gets on the phone.
And local restaurant or what?
Well, Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
That's the search query. And then, you know, if you're not on that list, then sorry.
You
know,
you don't get a shot.
Yeah. Alt tags, SEO, and SEVO. Tremendous titles.
I do a pretty good job with our titles. I'll be honest, sometimes they barely have anything to do with that section. And you know, you guys understand.
You hear that from us. Okay, alt tags and SEO. I mean, that goes without saying. If you have images, tag it. You know, tag it with the keyword rich tag that also explains what that image is. From a SEVO perspective, make sure that image and the tag, for that matter, give the call to action or kind of dictate what's gonna happen.
Nicholas,
with the click.
How's it going?
Production person just walked in.
SEO and viral videos. How's that for a great title?
Yeah, I think that one almost describes me. SEO and viral videos. Frankly, you know, videos that go viral to get links, and links to help SEO. I mean, this is not
it's not rocket science. Yeah. Or brain surgery.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, here we go. Epic SEO rap battle, the SEO rapper and PPC MC. By the way, that title, I think, came from Darren Bowie.
Oh, yeah. Because he created
that
site,
page and everything.
Yeah, punched the face of Darren.
And, that, I forgot. That happened this year, right?
Wow, yeah. I went to Florida, battled Aaron Goldman. Shout out to Aaron Goldman, man. Went out there, destroyed him. Also, we did a series of web rap battles, SEO rapper versus PPCMC. And just a lot of fun, very entertaining. But, yeah, killed them. So
yeah, that was good. That was a lot of fun. That was exciting when you came to the office. Like, oh man, he put a reply and I put something together last night, and here it is. It was awesome. Google Boost organic search results. All right, so these are a little conflictory because Google Boost is actually no longer exists.
Yeah, when this was 97. So this, and we're on 130. So there had to be. Summertime, maybe?
I don't have the dates on there either. So really Google Boost was this opportunity when you look at your local places, you could start marketing your local places. And what Google actually intelligently did is said, let me just take advantage of our AdWords program, and I'll just make an automated system based on the categories that you select. It came up with some issues. I remember specifically, like, I didn't want to be displayed for marketing.
Yeah.
You know, SEO marketing or internet marketing is okay. Marketing in general is not a term that I wanted to pay for.
Yeah, and we couldn't control
the keywords
that they were showing us for.
Yeah, you can look it up in your AdWords campaign and see it there. You just can't make any changes. But I thought that was pretty good. Now, organic search results, obviously, we're weighing, and what we tend to recommend is you should do both PPC and and organic SEO. In fact, we read an article the other day. A guy just did a test, shut off his PPC, and you know, a week later, with statistics, turned it back on. Social media, doctors and attorneys. You know, doctors and attorneys tend to have a lot of value. Their pay-per-clicks tend to be more expensive. They tend to have more money to invest in SEO, so the competition in those arenas is better. By the way, I just want to mention this, kind of a bragging point for us. If you Google SEO Houston, Internet Marketing Houston, Website Marketing Houston, Web Marketing Houston,
PPC Houston,
Pay-Per-Click Houston, and I may have said this one already, Online Marketing Houston, I think I said that one already, we're the only company that's on the first page of Google for all those terms. Other companies may be on one or two, not all of them. So that's just a good example of us going against our competition in the fourth largest city in the country, in the U.S. You know, just as a testimonial, we do know what we're doing. Doctors and attorneys are competitive, right?
Because
they've got the money to hire us. And frankly, I believe this is probably true. There are some better SEOers than some of the people on the first page who just don't spend time on their own site.
Yeah.
I know for a long time we didn't because we were just too busy and we're in the process of some growing pains. And so you kind of know you need to work on it. It's kind of like the mechanic who drives the car that makes all the loud noises.
Like the barber with the bad haircut.
Yep. He didn't get paid to cut his own hair. So you know, there are probably better SEOers out there that aren't on the first page, and they're working on doctors and attorneys because they're making good salaries doing that.
We talked about social media, doctors
with
and
respect
attorneys.
To it, yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the key things for doctors, attorneys, and any of those high, you know, accountants and people in that sort of dry sort of industry, social media can be a boost. You know, if you're a doctor, post tips, you know, how to prevent the flu, help with the cold, things like that. If you're an attorney, give small little tips that may, in return, help you gain followers, get likes, and things of that nature.
All right, here we go. Podcast number 98. The title was Mobile SEO, BlackBerry, Android, and iPhone.
Yeah, make sure your site works all those browsers. You know, we actually just ran into this issue.
Yep.
With the client where we were doing the mobile version of the site. Make sure that mobile version shows, you know, and it's kind of weird now because you have tablets.
Yeah.
And so tablets could end up showing a full version, although it's registered as a mobile browser. And so you have to make sure that your site will show the right way across all these browsers.
Absolutely. Mobile search engine bots and algorithms.
I think mobile search engine bots, they search similar to a regular search engine bot, but I think they're also looking for sites that have a mobile version because at the end of the day, they want to show the best, they want to give their user the best value.
Yep.
And last thing you want to do is show a site that's huge, graphic heavy, and is not optimized, especially for like a BlackBerry browser that's, you know, going to remove most of the images anyway.
Almost text only. Google Boost and negative keywords. I think I almost touched on this already. You don't have control over keywords in Google Boost, so your only way to create negative keywords is to send an email, which gets an automated reply. By the way, they did correct it. So after my email, I was no longer paying for marketing as a generic term.
PPC MC versus the SEO wrapper. Okay, this was probably the first one.
Yeah.
When he came at me at first, all the guy hits me up on Facebook. I want to battle you.
No. This one was first.
Down here. Okay. So
this is probably the second reply.
Oh yeah, this is round two. Round two, I went in, man. I used Lil Wayne's
6'7"
beat. Killed it. I mean, I might go repost that just for fun.
That was awesome. Actually, my wife prefers your version over Lil Wayne, so that's kind of cool. The value of video to SEO.
Tremendous.
Yeah, tremendous. So ad videos. We're working on it. That's one of the mechanic in our bad haircut. By the way, I actually do have a bad haircut. Now I'm not gonna cut hair. Just to make sure that out there. Mobile version and SEO. We really kind of covered that which is make sure you've got a version of your mobile website. I agree with Chuck. You know, I haven't read anything specific, certainly nothing directly from Google. It makes sense to be looking for mobile versions and give some weight to that if they're on a mobile device. I mean, that's a no-brainer. SEO, a.k.a. provide a good experience to the Google user. This is a mantra that we've really coined on this particular podcast. If you're ever wondering if something's black hat, if you're ever wondering if something, black hat may not be the best example. If you ever want to know if Google's going to take what you're doing and rank it well, all you have to ask yourself is this going to provide a good experience to the Google user? Because if it does, that's all Google wants, mm-hmm. and then Google is actually going to place and rank that well. So that's good. Our 30-minute timer has gone off. Let's finish this next. Ooh, good. Yeah, we can mention Farmer and one more.
Okay. Google Farmer Panda and SEO. That's a great title. The Panda Farmer update was a recent Google algorithm update that they made to really clamp down on all these sites that were doing content forms and all of the duplicate content issues and things of that nature, all of the article marketing. And so if you're using dupe content or you're scraping content and trying to repost it, or, you know, posting the same blog post on several different, you know, blogs, for example, it's not going to work for you no more.
In fact, we actually talked about how this, actually, I don't think it was Farmer, it was Panda, how Panda actually affected one of our SEO page.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were using content from our SEO podcast on our SEO page, Google saw that as scraped content and penalized us. Once we took that content off and replaced it, frankly, we replaced it with our bios, that page is on the first page now. So that's good on a national term. All right, last one. I'll let you take this one.
Content is king.
That was good. Skip the hard one and go to the
keywords
easy.
Are supreme. That goes without saying. You know, content is king, keywords are supreme. And we should have said content is king, keywords are queen, because
the queen really runs everything.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
I mean, and if you're talking content, then you must have keywords in your content.
Yeah, and the real mantra there is, you know, in real estate, it's location, location, location. In SEO and internet marketing in general, it's keywords. Excellent. Do we have any blanks?
We got a blank.
We got a blank stare. Right. Good.
Pretty blank.
Yeah, I might have blinked. I might have blinked. I was close. So
today's blank stare, ladies and gentlemen, is that Alec Baldwin. Did you hear what he did?
I saw him on the news. I didn't see what
Alec Baldwin gets kicked off of a plane, American Airlines, because it's time to turn your phones off, and he's in the middle of a Words with Friends game.
And he decides that's more important.
He doesn't turn it off. They kick him off the plane. He has to catch the next flight.
Wow. Wow. That's competitive. That's competitive. I know.
Like, what word were you in the middle of? Like, you know?
Like, yeah, that's crazy. So I've played soccer on pickup games where I swear the people in the game believe they're playing the World Cup. And I'm like, you know, I believe you should be passionate about everything you do, and you should realize where you're really at, because you are not on a World Cup stage, and you don't have the right to bitch at me, the guy who, frankly, in this one scenario I'm remembering, probably made the best through ball to you of the game, right? So you're complaining. It was bizarre. It was funny. Anyway. All right. You have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you.
You over there. You sitting right there watching right now, and you who's probably going to listen to this tomorrow.
And we don't forget, you can contact us at facebook.com/eWebStyle. Twitter.com/eWebStyle. YouTube.com.
Come on, you're supposed to say slash. You messed
up. Just slash.
eWebStyle.
Totally coordinated. Podcasts at
e-webstyle.com.
By the way, that last one was an email address. You guys feel free to email us. Go on to our website, e-webstyle.com. Fill out the form, website analysis. We're actually going to do a bunch of them today because we've fallen behind. Sorry to those we fell behind. This has been issue one of our 2011 SEO podcast year in review. Thank you, and until next time, bye bye.
Texas.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow. Set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy.